I praise God because this is another day. It is a new day and it's a good day. So I give God all the glory and all the honor right now. This truly is a privilege and honor to be here before you and to share what the Lord has given me. So I pray that you will be blessed. I pray that those that have an ear to hear what thus saith the Lord will take heed to what he is saying and just move forward in him in the name of Jesus. Okay, well, last week we talked about how is your love walk. And week before last, we talked about harvest time. And remember, God said, be not weary in well-doing. And we do get weary at times when we're waiting on that answer from the Lord. We're waiting on that blessing. We're waiting on that promise from the Lord. And it seems like it's taking forever. It could be taking 20 years, 30 years. Doesn't matter. But it seemed like it's taking too long. But he says, be not weary in well-doing. And so anyway, this week we're going into this is a test. Now, every time that you have, you get information, any school, any program that you're in, you're then tested afterwards to see if you can do, perform what you have been instructed and taught and what has been illustrated before you. So today, the topic is, this is a test. Tests are organized or given to examine a person or a thing in order to determine quality, value, and character. Do you remember when the television station would test, the test signal would come on? And I remember when I was a little girl, I'm maybe 5 years old, I was very young, but I remember so clearly when it would happen during the wee hours of the morning or the late night hours, because the TV used to go off at midnight. Do y'all remember that, some of you? Well, I understand some of you are a little bit too young, but praise God you are here in the land of the living. Well, the signal would say, this is a test of the emergency broadcasting system. If this had been an actual emergency, you would have been given instructions. This is a test. Now, with testing, you know, I share with you that I am a cosmetology instructor. And with cosmetology, there is a written and a practical exam we have to take in order to get the license needed to be able to serve the public. The purpose of the written exam is to test you on your understanding of the written instruction. This is the same regarding God's word. The purpose of the written exam is to test you on your understanding of the instruction. Then you have the practical exam, which tests you on your performance. Meaning you can perform what you have read. Now, in James 1, 22 through 25, it says, but don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourself. For if you listen to the word and don't obey it, it is like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself and you walk away and forget what you look like. But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what is said and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. That's James 1, 22 through 25. So we can't just look and glance at the word and then not ponder or examine our own personal lives. We need to sit down and chew on that word and look at it very clearly. Are you one who believes the message of God but turns around and do nothing about it? Here's an example. The Bible says to bless your enemies. Can you give a gift or give a brotherly hug to your enemy? Can you pray a prayer of blessings for your enemy? Let me tell you the story about my sweet pea. That I love the product Sweet Pea, and it's by I get it at Bath and Body's work, and I've been buying this product for several years. And I was working on a job, and on that job I worked very closely with a young lady. And every morning we sat right side by side with each other, and when the people would come into the office, the first faces they would see would be me, mine and hers. And on this job, it got to a point that she and I were having differences. And then it just seemed like she was my enemy in my heart. Well, there was one day that God had told me by the Holy Spirit, he had told me early in the morning, it's that 5 o'clock time of prayer. He said, bless her with your sweet pea. And I said, Lord, I know that wasn't you, because you know I like my sweet pea. And so I wasn't going to give up my sweet pea. Then the next day, the Lord said the same, give her sweet pea. And because it kept coming up in my spirit, I then said, Lord, I really think this is you telling me to bless her with sweet pea. And so I took the product, and now y'all understand, when I would go buy my sweet pea, I'd buy every type of product to go with the splash, everything. And I wanted to always make sure I had enough. I caught it on sale and everything. And so this particular day when I was taking her a bottle of the sweet pea lotion, the Lord said, you know, he's always telling me, you better act like you're glad to do this. And I said, yes, Lord. And so when I blessed her with sweet pea, because I chose to do what the Lord told me to do. And it's all about a choice. You got to choose. Are you going to do what he says do, or are you not? And a lot of times you'll recognize that you're wrestling with something that God is telling you to do with somebody, for somebody. You're wrestling with it. If you're wrestling with it hard that much, then you need to go ahead and just say, okay, Lord, how would you have me to handle this? So that was my test. So I was able to bless someone that I was having a rough time with. And it didn't seem fair for me to have to give up what I had purchased. But at the end, I knew what God was doing. And she received that gift with an open heart. And she and I became good friends. Now, the Bible speaks about Abraham being tested by God in Genesis 22:1. Do you remember wanting something you so deeply desired? For example, a job, a promotion, a house, a relationship with a person, a car. And I can go on and on and on. Do you remember wanting those things? Those were the things you wanted. And have you been in a place where you have having a wonderful time fellowshipping with the Lord? You hear him. You hear him speak to you clearly. You tell him the words, Lord, you are all I need. Nothing I desire compares to you. Then the Lord says to you, give me your desires. Well, this is a test. How would you respond when God reveals to you his good and perfect will? Would you choose his will? Or would you choose to continue to go the way that comforts you? Now, we also think about, this is a test. Now, Job 23:10, it says, Job said, when he has tested me, I will come forth as gold. Psalms 26:2 says, Job 23:10, that's the scripture. Now, Psalms 26:2 says, test me, O Lord, and try me. In all of our testing, God will put us in an obstacle course. Where is your obstacle course? Is your obstacle course in your job? Is your obstacle course in your marriage? Is it in your relationship with your family? Is it in the church? Or is it in a place where someone is incarcerated? Where is your obstacle course? Are you passing the test? Sit back and ponder that. Think about that. Are you passing the test? Can you say that you are really pleasing God and what you're doing and how you're reacting and how you're responding? Now, the past few lessons that we have had, they were clear instructions, especially with the love walk, clear instructions. And then following, you see that, God is testing me, because I know what I just heard last week. This is a test. Are you passing the test? Do you have the strength to pass the test? Is the word in you? If the word is not in you, you don't have the strength. Let me share a dream with you I had some years back. I was getting ready to purchase a home, and I was getting ready to leave and move out of my mom's house. And I had this vision where, as there was a limo sitting outside waiting for me, I was going to do this grand exit and everything. But there was a woman, there was a person in my bedroom with me. And what God was showing me was that was my spirit. That person was malnourished. That person didn't have much strength. It's because I didn't have enough word in me. And we can be weak if we are not in the word, if we are not in that intimate place of relationship with the Lord. We can become very, very weak. Do you have the strength to pass the test? This is a test. Here are ways a person can fail a test. And Elder Tanya was just praying about that. Pride. That's one of the ways you can fail the test. Unforgiveness. That's another way. Offense. Bitterness. And the lack of trusting in God. You know, one of the things that I do whenever I put a lesson together, I always put pictures in my lesson. And so I, because I'm a seer, and so pictures just minister to me. And in the picture that I have here, Psalms 139, 23 through 24 says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive ways in me, and lead me in the ways everlasting." Now, my picture shows an x-ray screen, and two people are examining the x-ray screen, and it's a heart. And what God is doing, and he's showing me, he's giving me a picture of how he does as he examines me, according to Psalms 139, 23 through 24. Again, I want to read that scripture. "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts." You remember the Bible says, "Be not anxious for nothing, but with prayer and supplication, let our requests be made known unto God." And it says, "To know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive ways in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." David asked God to search him for sins and point it out, even to the level of testing his thoughts. This is exploratory surgery for sin. How are we to recognize sin unless God points it out to us? Then when God shows us, we can repent and be forgiven. Make this your prayer today, because this is a test. Again, we've talked about the love walk. We've talked about the harvest coming in. And one of the things God said is, watch how we talk to the children. And the harvest in this hour, this is the last days. And the harvest is coming from gross darkness. And we need to be able to be patient, loving, and kind, so that we can be able to bless those that come into our lives and that need a blessing. You know what? I want to share with you the mission for San Antonio Door of Hope Prayer Center. And the mission here is for San Antonio Door of Hope Prayer Center is to be patient, supportive, and to love people. The mission is to love people with the love of God, which will sustain them during their healing and deliverance process. The mission is to also equip, empower everyone who encounters San Antonio Door of Hope Prayer Center with truth, wisdom, revelation, and knowledge of having a personal relationship with God. This is our mission for the city of San Antonio. Well, that's our lesson for today. This is a test. Now, if this lesson has been a blessing to you, and if you hear what the Spirit is saying, sit down and ponder this. And let the Lord bring up in your heart anything that is just not pleasing unto Him. Because He's cleaning you out for a purpose. A beautiful and grand purpose. Yes, He says, you didn't choose me, but I have chosen you. Do you hear me? He said, you did not choose me. I chose you. So be ready to be used by the great God Jehovah, the great I Am, the true and living God. Get ready, like T.D. Jakes say, get ready. Again, this is a test, and I thank you for giving me your listening ear. San Antonio's Door of Hope Prayer Center. We are located at 650 Belmont. And our phone number is 210-227-4522. Now, if you have a prayer request, the lines are available now for you to be able to call in, and we will pray for you. Again, our phone number at Door of Hope is 210-227-4522. Thank you.